we can, like, you know, divide the struggle to different, like, you know, periods of time, okay, and strategies. The first one was the unplanned one, like, you know, the normal react that was, like, you know, this was for the first 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have the, what we called it, the start of the creativity, the creative actions, and, like, you know, how to use this creative. And it was, like, you know, since April 2005 until the end of the year, and it continued. But, like, you know, in the end of the year, we add to the creativity something like, you know, strategical planning period. Like, you know, we start to speak about, like, you know, use the time. For the first time, the time was changed. And for the help, like, you know, for the Bil'in direction. Like, because for the first time, we managed to freeze the settlement by building a house inside the settlement. And this house was the reason that they freeze the settlement. And we managed to keep this freezing for, like, around two years until the decision of the from the Israeli High Court to change the route of the wall. So if we speak, like, you know, in timeline, we, let's say, 3 months of we just go out and demonstrate. Then we have the period that we start when we chain ourselves to the levee trees. Mm-hmm. We can see this, that this was the start of the using the creativity and the non-violence tactics. Mm-hmm. That, you know, by chain ourselves to the levee trees, then they have just only two options to use to us, violence or non-violence. Mm. So if they use the non-violence, then we will succeed to keep the situation as it is. And if they use the violence, this means that we will manage to speak about what's going on, that it's not a fair war. It's like, you know, civilian people who are trying to defend their source of life. And this was the main, let's say, strategy that way we followed. The nonviolent with connect with the creativity that all the time we are using a lot of different. And then by the end of the year, we managed to take the struggle in the other side of the wall by build the house inside the settlement. And this house was the reason that was the to freeze the settlement and to make the company to bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And this was, like, you know, stay from the let's say December 2005 until September 2009, when they changed the route of the wall. After that, there was the period that we were struggled from 2009 to 2011. That was, like, you know, to implement the decision, because they took the decision, but they didn't implement the decision, and they didn't move in reality. From 2011, they changed. In 2011, they changed the route of the wall. And from that time, we keep the struggle by putting fact in the ground. And this is until that time, also parallel with that, Bil'in became a model to expand to the other villages. So, and we established what we called the BSCC, the Bil'in Struggle Coordination Committee. I want to tell, like, you know, to tell me and everyone that our struggle now about the centimeters that we are now fighting each centimeter, you know, about, and you know that each centimeter that we will keep, we will save, because now the Israelis are trying to control every centimeter of our life, of our land, of our life, to control everything. And this is, like, well, now what we are doing is, like, you know, we are trying to save, like, you know, and really it's by centimeter. Yeah. Because now they are coming here, you have to stop them there, the wall is here, and between you have to go there, otherwise they will move the wall, and then, you know, and you can see this more in the areas of, like, you know, Masafer Yatta, in the Jordan Valley, in the around the, where how the settlements are expanding, and they are all the time, they are coming with the new methods, new tools, new support, because they have the support, they have the law. If the law is against them, they will change the law. The Israelis will change the law for them, yes, to make the law work for them. If they need power, they have the army to protect them. If they need money, they have all the government giving them all the support, facilities, logistics, infrastructure, everything. And they are going, like, you know, sometimes they are coming with the farms. They are coming with the cowboy farms. You know, they have now cowboy farms. You know that this is like a new phenomenon.
The settlers are starting to replicate, I heard, being shepherds even.
Shepherd and the cowboys. They have a lot of cows, and they have the big farms of cows. And then by cows, they are controlling bigger pieces of land. Yeah.